Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memar of Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Chaf. The first parak, Shivas Yomi. I want to mention that the second parak of Yuma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Marcel Scheinman of Woodmere, New York, in loving memory of his father, Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov Alvasham. Today is his Yahrzeit. May his neshama have an aliyah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Point number one, the Gemara taught in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis that the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night, and a brisa was brought that in the provinces they used to remain awake the night of Yom Kippur, Zeichel HaMikdash, as a commemoration of the practice following the Beis HaMikdash, El Shayu Chotin. However, in a certain place, they would sin during the night. Rashi explains that instead of learning, they spent time in the company of women, which led to sin. On this Daf, Abaye and Samsir of Nachum Bar Yitzhak said, that the Bryce is referring to Narda. For Eliyahu said to Rav Sol the Chassid, you always say, why is Mashiach not come? And on the holiest of days, a number of virgins were bedded in Narda. Rav Yudah asked Eliyahu, what did Kodesh Baruch Hu says about this? And Eliyahu replied, he says, Lepetzes chatatz ravetz, sin crouches at the door. Rashi explains that the Yetzirah causes man to sin. Rav Yudah then asked what the son says, and Eliyahu replied, the Satan in Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute. Rami Bar Chama said that this is derived from the fact that the gematria of HaSatan is 364. On 364 days of the year, the Satan has permission to prosecute, but on Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, V'la'isa kriyasa gever magaz ad sha'isa azar malei mi'Yisrael. And on the Chagim, even before the call of the gever arrived, the azar was filled with Jews. Rashi explains that the people arrived early with their kabbanis to bring them as soon as the tamid had been offered. Now there's a malchokas amarayim regarding the meaning of kriyasa gever. Rav said, kara gavra, it means the call of a person. Rashi explains that there was an officer in the base of Migdash whose duty was to announce to the Kohanim and Levim that the time for the Avoda had begun. Rabbi Shila said, Kara Tanagala, it means the call of a rooster. The Gemara brings an incident when Rav visited the place where Rabbi Shila and offered to announce Rabbi Shila's discourse to the public when there was no one else. When Rav translated Kriyas HaGever as the call of the men, Rabbi Shila attempted to correct him. When Rav responded that that is the way he translated the words in front of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shila realized Rav's greatness and asked him to sit down. Rav refused either because once one begins a task, he should complete it, or because Mali Makodesh Vein Maridin. Rashi explains it would be a disgrace to the Shear if he stepped down midway and a lesser person took over the job. Point number three was taught in a Braisa, Shalosh Kolos Hochim Misopo Olam Ad Sofo. Three sounds travel from one end of the world to the other end. They are the sound of the ball of the sun, the sound of Roman crowds, and the sound of the neshama when it leaves the body. Some say the sound of birth as well, and some say the sound of Rigya, which was the sound of the Malk in charge of rain. The Rabban beseech Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy concerning the sound of the soul when it leaves the body, Ubataluah, and they eliminated it. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara taught on Daf Yutes Amud Beis that the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night, and a brisa was brought that in the provinces, they used to remain awake the night of Yom Kippur, Zeichel HaMikdash, as a commemoration of the practice followed in the Beis HaMikdash. Eloshayu Chotin, however, in a certain place, they would sin during the night. Rashi explains that instead of learning, they spent time in the company of women, which led to sin. So on this daf, Abai said, and some say Rav Nachum Bar Yitzhak said, that the Brice is referring to Narda. For Eliyahu said to Rav Sol the Chassid, you always say, why is the Mashiach not come? And on the holiest days, a number of virgins were bedded in Narda. Rav Yudah asked Eliyahu, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says about this? And Eliyahu replied, he says, Lepesach chatas rovet, sin crouches at the door. Rashi explains that the Yetzirah causes a man to sin. Rav Yudah then asked what the son says, and Eliyahu replied, the Satan in Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute. Rami Bar Chama said that this is derived from the fact that the gematria of HaSatan is 364. On 364 days of the year, the Satan has permission to prosecute, but in Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, V'laisa kriyasa gever magas ad sha'isa azara maleim Yisrael. And on the Chagim, even before the call of the gever arrived, the azar was filled with Jews. Rashi explains that the people arrived early with their kabbanis to bring them as soon as the tamid had been offered. Now there's Malchokas and Marayim regarding the meaning of Kriyas HaGever. Rav said, Kara Gavra, it means the call of the person. Rashi explains that there was an officer in the base of Migdash whose duty was to announce to the Kohanim and Levim that the time for the Avoda had begun. Rabbi Shiva said, Kara Tarnagola, it means the call of a rooster. The Gemara brings an incident when Rav visited the place where Rabbi Shiva and offered to announce Rabbi Shiva's discourse to the public when there was no one else. When Rav translated Kriyas HaGever as the call of the man, Rabbi Shiva attempted to correct him. When Rav responded that that's the way he translated the words in front of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shila realized Rav's greatness and asked him to sit down. Rav refused, either because once one begins a task he should complete it, or because Malin Bekodesh Vein Maridin. Rashi explains it would be a disgrace to the Shear if he stepped down midway and a lesser person took over the job. And point number three was taught in a Braisa, Shalosh Kolos Hochim Misofo Olam Ad Sofo. Three sounds travel from one end of the world to the other end. They are the sound of the ball of the sun, the sound of Roman crowds, and the sound of the neshama when it leaves the body. Some say the sound of birth as well, and some say the sound of Rijah, which was the sound of the Moloch in charge of rain. Rabban beseeched Kadosh Baruch Hu for mercy concerning the sound of the soul when it leaves the body, Batalua, and they eliminated it. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chaf, and our standard simmon is a cafe. So here goes. Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time that it blew out the ears of the Roman crowds gathering outside under the ball of the sun. Once again, in slow motion. Cafe 364 Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. Cafe 364, which reminds us, on Daf Yud Tes, the Gemara taught that the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night, and a brisa was brought that in the provinces they used to remain awake the night of Yom Kippur, Zeichu and Mikdash, as a commemoration of the practice found on the base of Mikdash, Elishayu Chotin. However, in a certain place, it would sin during the night. Rashi explains that instead of learning, they spent time in the company of women, which led to sin. On this Daf Abai, and some say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, the brisa is referring to Nardaf. Eliyahu said to Rav Sela the Chassid, you always say, why is Mashiach not come? And on the holiest days, a number of virgins were bed in Nardaf. Rav Yehuda asked Eliyahu, what Kadosh Baruch Hu says about this? And Eliyahu replied, he says, Pesach chatas roveitz, sin crouches at the door. Rashi explains that the Yetzer Hara causes man to sin. Rav Yehuda then asked what the sun says, and Eliyahu replied, the Satan Yom Kippur has no permission to prosecute. Rami Bar Chama said that this is derived from the fact that the gematria of Hasatan is 364. On 364 days of the year, the Satan has permission to prosecute, but Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, he has no permission. So Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time, which reminds the next Mishnah states, Laisa Kriyas Gever Magas Ad Shehaisa Azor Melei Misrael. And on the Chagim, even before the call of the Gever arrived, the Azor was filled with Jews. Rashi explains that the people arrived early with their karbanos to bring them as soon as the tamid had been offered. There's a Malchokas Amarayim regarding the meaning of Kriyas Gever. Rav said, Kara Gavra, it means the call of a person. Rashi explains there was an officer in the base of Mikdash whose duty was to announce to the Kohanim and Levim that the time for the Avodah had begun. Rabbi Shila said, Kara Tarnagola, it means the call of a rooster. So, Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time that it blew out the ears of the Roman crowds gathering outside under the ball of the sun. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Shalosh Kolos Hochim Esofa Olam Ad Sofa. Three sounds travel from one end of the world to the other end. They are the sound of the ball of the sun, the sound of Roman crowds, and the sound of the neshama when it leaves the body. Some say the sound of birth as well, a sunset. And some say the sound of Rijah, which was the sound of the Malk in charge of rain. The Rabban beseeched Kadosh Baruch Hu for mercy concerning the sound of the soul when it leaves the body, Ubatalua, and they eliminated it. So once again, Cafe 364 had a famous rooster that crowed so loudly at opening time that it blew out the ears of the Roman crowds gathering outside under the ball of the sun. All right, that concludes our shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.